Film tape weaves through a projector beside a countdown from 5. The letters R-E-E-L are outlined in glowing tape, followed by the words, Reel One Entertainment. Reel One Entertainment presents Mommy's Cheating Scandal. A teenage girl with blonde hair steps fearfully along a dark hallway. Her eyes flit back and forth. She looks nervously around a corner. As she receives a call, a hand covers her mouth. She's thrown to the floor.
Please, just let me go.
Shut up!
She spots a camera filming.
I never meant to get involved. I'll keep it quiet, I promise. I want to go home.
The offender points a gun towards her.
Too late for that.
Text on screen.
This picture is inspired by true events.
Text on screen. 2 weeks earlier, the blonde girl sits in a guidance counselor's office.
Your SAT score from your first test is above average, so you have plenty of decent options.
I don't want just decent, though. I really want to go to the college I've already picked out, and I was thinking Pine State for film school. I have a friend going, and it's where we both really want to go.
Your score might not be competitive enough for the bigger schools like Pine State. Your math is weak.
It's never really been my strong suit.
Well, there are some smaller places here in Portland that have great film programs.
That's just not really my plan, though. My best friend Katie and I have been planning to go to Pine together for years, like since elementary school.
The counselor, Miss Kent,
well,
hands her a math study guide.
Maybe. If you study really hard before the next test, you'll get your score up. That would really help.
Later, Annie, the blonde girl, stands at her locker with her brochures. Katie startles her.
Hey, doll. Thought you fell off the face of the earth last night.
Sorry, I fell asleep face deep in a practice test. I had a nightmare about trigonometry.
Well, that's not a sign you're stressing too much. Hey, speaking of which, I'm going for a party on Friday. I'm getting birthday cake vodka.
I have my retake for the SAT on Saturday morning, so no, I am not going out on Friday.
You're smart. You'll be fine.
Have you even checked the averages for admissions?
I must have done okay because I heard I got in.
Oh my god. Katie, you got into Pine?
I know. It's pretty cool. It was some early decision or something.
How?
My mom knows someone in admissions.
I wish my mom was famous. If I don't bring my score up, the closest thing I'll come to joining you in college is working at the campus Starbucks.
Wait a minute.
That's genius.
If you work there, think about all the free coffee I'd get.
You suck.
Hey, it's gonna be okay. Don't be bummed out. Thing is, we are going to college and the party on Friday.
It's a no to the party.
Come on. I heard Nathan's going. Like, for sure.
How'd you hear that?
I may have invited him.
Katie!
Let's grab coffee after theater class. That way, you can use it as an exploratory thing into your future career.
Okay, you're not funny, but yes to the coffee because I need the caffeine.
Katie leads Annie down the hall. Later, Annie enters the cafeteria. Katie has not arrived. Annie sits at a table alone. She drops a book and a young man picks it up.
Whoa, there. You don't want to injure yourself before you even finish the season.
He sits across from her.
Thanks, Nathan. I guess this was too much of a workout for me.
How's it going?
Okay. Considering.
I don't know how you do it. I get so bored doing homework, let alone studying for the SAT.
So, Katie told me you're going to the party on Friday?
She told me you were going.
You know, I knew she was up to something.
It doesn't sound like you want to go.
No, I do, I guess. It's just, if she gets wild, I know I'll either be stuck there or looking at a crazy Uber bill. And I know I'll want to bail early to be ready for the SAT Saturday morning.
Well, it would be great if you go. And we can share an Uber if you decide to bail.
Yeah, that sounds like a deal.
Aerial view of Portland. Annie and Katie enter a cafe.
You have a great career here.
Katie struts up to the counter and swigs a coffee.
Perfect. Thanks.
Katie, that's not your coffee.
Ugh. Who does that? Laura got whole milk.
You can't just take somebody's coffee.
Shh. Do you hear that? It's the sound of someone who doesn't give a shh. Oh, hey.
A pair of young men get out of a black sports car.
I want you to meet someone.
The teens step outside.
Hey, guys. Dev, Sai. This is my best friend, Annie.
Nice to meet you, Katie's best friend, Annie. Hey.
Katie kisses Dev.
It's a nice car.
Thanks. It was his 16th birthday present.
Wow, I got a backpack.
Dev and Sai go to Eastwood.
Football scholarships.
Really? Football?
What, you don't believe me?
Oh, no, I do, totally. It's just, I guess I always thought football players were like these huge guys.
Yeah, no, I approve it.
Oh, no, that's okay.
No, look.
He shows her his phone.
That's me in high school before I got into college, but see, I'm a football player.
It's impressive.
Put it away, Sai.
What, I can't defend my honor to this lovely young woman? You're 18, right?
Yes, she is.
Well, it was lovely to meet you too. I gotta go.
What? We can hang out.
No, I gotta study.
If you stay, I can give you a ride.
I'll just get my mom to come pick me up.
Annie turns and walks away. Katie pouts. Time-lapse aerial view of Portland city center. Katie sits on a bench, studying a textbook. A young man steps up to her.
Algebra isn't that complicated when you break it down.
It's just been so long since I've actually taken an algebra class.
Well, look. Excuse me, may I?
He takes a seat next to her.
See, this is kind of a trick question. But remember, the absolute values can't be negative because they represent the distance from zero on a number line.
Right. Thanks.
Are you a senior?
You're not hitting on me, are you?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm sorry, did it seem that way?
No, it's just... I've just had a very strange day today. Some football player from Eastwood University was hitting on me, so I just...
Really? That's not cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and he just could not pick up on the fact that I was not interested in his fancy scholarship. He didn't even seem like a football player, really. I don't know how some guys get scholarships like that.
Huh.
So... Do you just really love math, then?
Oh, I guess you could say that. I work for a charity coaching students with a transition to college. I give advice on practice tests, admission essays, schools that would be right for them. Help them get the most money possible in scholarships. Let me give you my card.
Yeah.
He hands her his card.
I'm Riley. If you feel I can help you, don't hesitate to reach out.
Honestly, I feel like I need all the help I can get.
I'm just a call away.
Thanks.
Riley smiles and steps away. Annie and her mom in their kitchen.
Oh, Mom. I met a guy today. Some sort of tutor. He helps seniors with everything they need for college. A charity called Educating Youth. Do you think I could use him?
We'll have to see how much he charges. I'm saving all I can to help you when you're at college.
He said it was a charity, though. And he already gave me some good advice.
Well, that's great, honey, but I can help you, too. You've never even asked me for help.
I know you can help me, but he is a professional.
How'd your meeting with the school counselor go?
It was okay.
Meaning?
Meaning my SAT score is above average, but my math sucks. It needs to be higher if I want to go to Pine, which means I need to do well on the retake.
Okay, well, I have an idea. Why don't we do a practice test together? I'm rusty, but I may still have it in me.
Sure.
Yeah? Sure. Yeah, okay. Well, that's great. No, I can do the audition. It's just not the ideal role. Uh-huh.
Katie enters.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate you setting it up. Hi, sweetie.
I had an audition or something.
I do. It's tomorrow, so fingers crossed.
You'll nail it.
Someone asked me to play grandmother the other day.
Ouch.
Yeah, I don't do grandmothers.
Not yet.
Ha ha, very funny. If you weren't an only child, I'd kick you out. How was your day? How was school?
Yeah, same old. Hey, Mom. Did you check out that list of apartments I sent you? They're close to campus and would be perfect for me and Annie.
I'll look. I'm really excited you two get to live together. And I'm really glad I can help.
Yeah. Annie just has to get in now. She's had trouble with her SAT and Pine State could be tricky. So I just wish it was easier for her.
I bet a lot of your friends are stressed out.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even want to go to college if Annie couldn't be there with me.
And I bet Annie really appreciates what a good friend you are.
Lisa steps away. Katie narrows her eyes at her mom's phone. She sends a text as her mom that reads, "Hey, I want to help Katie's friend Annie." Marshall replies, "Who is she?" Katie responds, "Katie's best friend, Annie Kerr. They want to be in college together. Can you do it?" Marshall responds, "Yeah, I'll set it up. I can get started once I see a down payment of $50,000. Annie and her mom, Jennifer, study together.
I don't understand why I keep getting these questions wrong.
It's okay, sweetie. Look, let's just take a break. Sometimes that's all that's needed. And your dad will be here shortly.
I just get so frustrated and it just makes everything worse. I suck.
Look, I know it's not much of a consolation, but this happens to everyone. All your friends go through this.
It's stupid.
I know it feels that way right now. Listen, you're going to do this. You're going to get into the college you want. You're going to get the grades you want. And you're going to go exactly where you and Katie plan to go. And no matter what, I'm proud of you. Hey, and I know your dad is too.
Okay, thank you.
Annie reads her phone.
That's him. I gotta go. Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a good time with Dad.
Bye.
Annie and her dad sit in a cafe.
You sure you're cool hanging in a place like this?
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of a place I worked at in high school. Plus, it's where all the cool people hang out.
You're not calling yourself cool, are you?
Should I? I mean, I am a pretty cool guy.
No. You're a dad.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
How you been?
I'm good. School is good. My friends are amazing. Mom is kind of stressing me out.
Yeah, I remember the pressure. It's all the unknowns of what's coming up just makes it hard.
Yeah, it's all the what are you going to do with the rest of your life kind of stuff.
Yeah, I get it. The next decision's a big one. But hey, you're a Kerr, you're gonna be fine. I mean, look at me.
True. Crazy successful lawyer, living the dream, and to think it all started in a coffee shop.
Exactly. Maybe not the crazy part. Whatever it takes, honey. I'm here to support you.
Thanks, Dad. I do appreciate that.
Time-lapse aerial view of the sun setting over Portland. Annie sits in Katie's car with her.
Ugh, parking in this neighborhood sucks. I'm glad you picked me up. I needed a break from studying.
Yeah, it's time to have some fun for a change.
So where are we going?
Dev and Sai have this really cool loft in the Pearl District.
Katie, I hope you're not expecting me to hook up with Sai.
He liked you.
So? I thought you were trying to set me up with Nathan.
Who said you couldn't talk to other guys? Or date two guys at once?
Annie narrows her eyes at Katie.
Oh, come on, this is what best friends are for.
Dictating my dating life? Oh, no, wait. Ruining my dating life.
This place is just a block up.
They get out of Katie's white BMW. They approach a corner and furrow their brow at Sai being pushed around outside Jim's Pizza.
What are you talking about, man? I didn't do anything. I didn't say anything.
Deb backs towards Annie and Katie.
You guys gotta go. Now.
What? What's going on?
Go.
We have to go.
Go.
No, who is it?
Come on.
The attacker produces a baton and strikes Sai in the head with it. As Cy cowers, he's shoved inside the SUV. Dev looks on, then runs. Annie and Katie get into her car.
Okay, what was that all about? I don't think it was a big deal. It's probably just guys being idiots. It looked like a little more than that, Katie. Look, it's better that we just don't say anything, you know? They could lose their scholarships if they get in trouble.
I never should have come out with you.
Don't say that.
Katie pulls onto the street. Morning. Jennifer paces on the phone in her living room.
Okay. Yes, but as long as you know what I'm trying to do, this is a big client, and we are going to deliver the interview.
Annie glumly descends the staircase.
I gotta go. I will update you later. Hi. Ugh, another tight deadline and a lot weighing on it. How was last night? You went straight to bed?
Yeah, I was tired.
You want some breakfast?
I don't have time. Katie is picking me up.
How is she?
Well, you know Katie. Always seems to find the drama.
Yeah, she is a bit of a drama queen.
She got into college.
Wow.
Yeah, early admission.
Okay, well, good for her. So will you.
Yeah. I gotta go.
Okay, have a great day.
Bye.
Outside her home, Annie gets into Katie's car. Annie turns to Katie with a knitted brow.
Have you heard from Dev or Cy at all?
No, I'm sure they're both fine. I know what'll cheer you up, though.
What?
I got you into college. No more SAT stuff to worry about.
What? What are you talking about?
But you're thrilled.
I guess, but I don't really believe you.
Well, it's true. How do you think Dev and Cy got into college? And me?
You applied? Aced the SAT? I don't know.
Not a chance. We paid some guy to take the SAT for us. Well, my mom paid.
You cheated?
My God, don't put it that way. You said yourself how competitive it is. And unless you're a straight-A student who spends all your time studying, you're screwed. And who has time for that?
No. Katie, this isn't funny. Cheating isn't for me. You said you got early admission.
Well, not really. I call it easy admission.
No. No, whatever you did, undo it, please.
Come on! Imagine how much fun it'll be when we're roommates throwing amazing parties.
No.
Okay, it's not a very nice thank you. It's too late anyway. I already paid the down payment.
My mom will kill me. And then you.
Okay. Annie, you work so hard. Deserve to get in more than anyone. So, this is just using the system the way that everybody else does.
What?
Would you rather be a barista that goes to community college?
Friends don't help friends cheat, Katie. That's not the way this works.
Katie scowls and drives away. At school, Katie catches up to Annie in the hallway.
Are you still pissed at me?
Yeah, I am.
It was a huge favor.
That I didn't ask for.
Okay, fine. If you're gonna be like that, I'm gonna text Nathan and tell him you can't go to the party on Friday because you're preggers.
Katie, what you did is wrong. For me, for you, for anyone. I don't want to be the kind of person who cheats their way into college.
It's not cheating. It's just buying a get into college card.
That's cheating.
I did it because I love you, and I just want to hang out at college like we always planned. So it was totally selfish, but I know it's what you want. I just made it a whole lot easier.
You're unreal.
I know.
No, I mean, you just carry on as if whatever.
It's a special skill I have.
Annie scoffs. Jennifer works in her office. Annie's dad, Grant, knocks on the door.
Surprise. You got time to chat?
Hi. Sure. I could use a break.
So I had a really great time chatting with Annie. You know, since the separation, I've been worried about how it'll all affect her. I really want to be a great dad, you know?
You are a great dad, and I appreciate you making an effort to be a part of her life.
She does seem a bit stressed out.
Yeah, I think it's the weight of taking the SAT in her senior year. You remember what it was like?
I'm going to do everything I can to help her.
I just need her to be a little more disciplined and learn how to stay focused when things get tough.
She is a teenager.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. Could you just back me up and encourage her to get her SAT scores up? I don't want to be the only bad cop.
You got it. Hey, want to go grab a coffee?
I have to get back to it.
It's really nice seeing you.
You too. We'll talk later.
Nathan approaches Annie at her locker.
Hey, I was texting you.
Yeah, sorry, I've just been busy with some stuff.
Oh, no problem. Are we still on for the party?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking I wouldn't have time, but it'll be good for me. As long as you're still going?
Totally. As long as you're still going.
Totally.
Annie smiles shyly at him. Evening. Annie pushes food around her plate with a fork. Jennifer eats across from her at the dining table.
You know how I told you Katie got early admission?
Mm-hmm. It's impressive.
Be nice to have it all done.
For sure. But you will too. I mean, if Katie can do it, so can you. She's not the most organized, right?
Except when it comes to parties.
Interesting segue.
I already asked you, and you said I could go.
True.
Mom, have you ever heard of, I don't know, people like taking advantage to get into college, like going around the system?
For sure. I mean, those rumors have always been around. Why? Annie, you know that anything other than the normal, albeit tougher, route to college is wrong, right?
No, of course, and I agree, totally. I gotta go get ready anyway, I promised Katie.
Annie, make good choices, you know? Just be sensible.
Of course.
Annie leaves the table, a house with Greek letters displayed on the porch. Some guys play beer pong. Behind them, people swim in a pool. Annie stands nervously by the DJ, looking over her shoulder. Katie thrusts a drink towards her.
I'm good. Thanks, babe.
No, you're not. You've only had one.
Okay.
Where's Nathan?
He's on his way.
Come on, Annie. We're playing with the big kids now. You got zero stress about college, so live it up!
Katie struts towards a group, and they all raise their glasses. Riley approaches Annie.
You don't look like you're having any fun. Annie, right?
Yeah. What are you doing here?
Oh, some of the students I coached last year invited me. We got to be pretty close. You seem very out of your comfort zone.
Is it that obvious?
Who do you know here? My guess? Kurt.
Katie takes a shot.
Yeah, that's my friend from school.
I know. She ever mentioned me?
No. Should she?
It seems like she'll fit in well at Pine State. You will too, you'll see. All the film students have your sense of humor.
Nathan steps up beside Annie.
Hey man, can I help you with something?
Riley smirks and steps away.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you decided to take a break from studying. So, does being at a party like this make you want to go to college even more?
It depends on a lot of things.
Katie pushes them closer.
Come on, lovebirds. You can do better than that. Danny owes me a big favor.
What did she do?
No, nothing.
She owes me big time. Just kidding.
Katie peels off her jacket, races across the room, and jumps into a pool. Annie rolls her eyes.
Unreal.
I'm glad I'm sharing an Uber home with you.
Dev pushes past Annie and Nathan, glaring towards Katie. He storms towards her and grabs her hand, gesturing angrily.
What exactly do you think you're doing, Katie? Jumping in the pool, fully clothed? This is just a high school party. You can't be doing this anymore.
Annie approaches Katie and puts a towel over her shoulders. Nathan follows.
You okay?
Sai's missing.
What? Was it something from the other night?
What else have you told her?
Nothing. We saw Sai that night. You were there.
Who have you told?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bull, back off. Get out of my face. Somehow they knew Sai was bragging about his scholarship.
It's not like he was exactly keeping it a secret.
But it seems like ever since you've entered the picture, we've had problems.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't want any trouble.
It's a little late for that. This is none of your business, okay?
We're going.
No!
Annie takes Nathan's hand, and they stomp away.
You okay?
I think some of Katie's friends might have cheated on the SATs.
You're kidding. To Katie?
Nathan, you can't say anything. I'm not entirely sure how they did it.
Don't get caught up in all that, Annie. This is dangerous. I'll speak to Miss Kent tomorrow. She might be able to help us with this.
I don't want any part of it. I want to get out of here.
Yeah, I'll call an Uber.
Okay, I'll meet you outside then. I gotta grab my bag.
Nathan walks among cars parked in the driveway, looking at his phone. A masked person sneaks up behind him and swats him across the head with a baton. Nathan drops to the ground. He's hit again. Inside, Katie confronts Annie.
Don't go! Come on!
No, Katie, I gotta go. Nathan's waiting for me outside.
Come on! Just one more shot with me.
I gotta go.
Katie pouts. Annie steps out the front door.
Nathan?
She weaves past parked cars.
Nathan!
She searches the yard, narrowing her eyes.
Nathan!
Annie takes out her phone. Nathan lies motionless beside a nearby car. He's dragged away. Annie returns inside, searching for him. Katie approaches her.
Have you seen Nathan? No. This is so not like him. Come on, we're going home. You were wasted. You can stay at my house.
I know.
Let's go.
Morning. Annie and Katie eat breakfast in Annie's kitchen. Jennifer enters.
Good morning.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Jennifer.
What are you guys doing?
What does it look like?
Isn't the SAT this morning?
Yeah, we were just about to head out.
Doesn't it start at 9?
Oops.
Annie, what's going on?
There'll be more tests.
What? When did you decide this? You can't just change your mind.
Mom, can you just let this go? I'll figure it out.
You and I just had a really good talk. I thought we were on the same page. You were even going to a study group.
Please stop bugging me about this. It'll be fine. Annie. I'm an adult. I can make these decisions for myself.
Annie stands and stomps away. Jennifer's jaw drops and she rolls her eyes.
Did something happen last night? This is very unlike Annie.
Just a little party.
Katie evades eye contact. Annie and Katie sit in the school cafeteria. Annie frowns.
I haven't heard from Nathan, and he's not in school today.
He's probably skipping class and working or something.
Yeah, maybe. I guess. I've been texting him and he hasn't responded.
Maybe he's playing a bit hard to get. Wants to make sure you're serious.
Have you talked to Dev?
No. Why?
He seems to think I've done something. Oh, I can't believe I let you get me into this mess.
Hold on. I'm helping you. As in, I'm doing you a favor.
That I didn't ask for.
Don't panic.
That side guy is missing, Katie. This is all so screwed up.
Annie, you're totally freaking out for no reason. Dev hasn't said anything.
Why can't we just go to the police? Tell them what we saw.
Do you realize how stupid that sounds? How are you gonna explain all this to the cops? What I'm doing for you, what we're doing here, isn't something you want to go around sharing. I know it's kind of screwed up that people are getting into college and faking their SAT scores, but it works. And it's working for us. You and me together at college, right?
How much did you pay?
Me? Nothing. But my mom will pay $250 once you're in. For now, just a down payment of $50,000.
Katie smirks.
It's kind of a deal. And for that, you'll ace your SAT and the essays and get a full scholarship. It's guaranteed. And like that, your stresses and worries are gone.
Who takes the SAT for me?
You'll meet him. All you need to do is go see a doctor and get a dispensation.
I don't really have a choice right now, do I? You've already paid for it. Your mom will kill me if I don't do it.
Just be careful what you say to your mom. She's asking way too many questions.
Evening. A person circles an SUV. They open the trunk, revealing Nathan with a bruised face. They cover his face with the blanket. Aerial time-lapse view of the sun setting over Portland. Annie and Katie stand on a path outside their school.
What?
Annie crosses her arms.
I still don't think this is a good idea.
Money is spent. It's happening. You're gonna meet the guy. It'll be all good, okay?
Are you coming with me?
No, not for this. It's part of the process. You'll be fine.
Follow me.
A young man bumps into Katie as he passes. Annie follows him towards a parked SUV.
Get in the back.
He looks at her through the rearview mirror.
I'm Annie.
You don't want to know my name. Understand? And don't say anything, just listen. The less we all know, the better. Don't freak out about this. You look like a wreck. This is not a big deal. I do this all the time, okay? So, this is how this goes down. You get your doctor to write you a note saying you can't take the SAT in a big room full of stupid little students, because it freaks you out. Then I'm going to take the SAT for you. Make sense? Just nod. We submit your SAT as if you took it. It's that simple. Understood? We don't talk again. We don't exchange texts. We don't wave on the street. You just have to get
my doctor to sign on. I understand.
Good. Have a nice life.
He turns his head to her.
Now get out.
Annie and her dad sit in the cafe.
This is a nice surprise. Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Honey, I'm a lawyer. I got a sixth sense for trouble. You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. It's just, I've got a friend, and they're in a bit of a bind.
What kind of a bind?
I don't think I can say, but they might be in over their heads.
Is it you?
No. No, I'm good. Like I said, I just don't know what they should do.
Well, that's kind of cryptic. But if someone's broken the law, they might want to talk to a lawyer and go to the police. Does that help?
Yeah, I guess.
Annie, you know you can always talk to me, right? I'm here for you.
Annie forces a smile.
Thanks, Dad.
Later, Annie stands at the stove next to a boiling pot. She stares blankly while chewing her thumbnail.
All good?
Yeah, stop worrying. You can go.
I won't be late.
Wait, Mom. Quick question?
Yeah.
Don't be judgy.
I'm not judgy.
You're totally judgy. Sometimes in a good way.
There's a good way to be judgy.
My plan is to go to college. But I have to get in first, right? It's ultra competitive and I don't stand a chance if I bomb my SAT. Katie told me about a way that makes you more competitive. Gives people like me a shot.
Annie, we talked about this the other night. It's out of the question. And even if I wanted to, it takes money, a lot of money. But that's beside the point. It's against the law. Imagine what your father would think if we even suggested something like this.
It just sounds like a lot of people are doing it.
Yeah, but you're not. If Katie and her mom are involved in this, that's their business. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good night. I'll see you later.
They both frown as Jennifer walks away. Katie furrows her brow. Now she video chats with Katie.
What? Why?
I wanted to see how she'd react. I didn't tell her what you did for me.
Okay, how do you think she'd react?
I told you not to say anything to anyone. This was our secret.
I still don't think this is a good idea.
What else did you tell her?
Nothing, I swear.
Did you hear from Nathan?
No, and I'm starting to get worried. I've texted him, I've called, I've gone by his house, and I haven't heard anything.
What did Nathan's parents say when you went by?
Mom was home both times I went. Katie, this isn't right.
I'm sure you'll hear from him. You worry too much.
You don't really worry enough.
Someone spies on Katie through her window.
Katie?
Katie's laptop falls.
Katie, don't get around! Katie!
Sorry, bit of a surprise here. I gotta run. See ya.
Okay.
Katie turns to Dev.
You scared the hell out of me.
Size Dev. The cops found his body.
Wait, did it happen the other night?
I guess. I don't know. This is bad. Katie, bad. Where's your friend Annie?
At home. Why?
What else does your little friend know?
Don't call her that, okay? She's my best friend, and she's had nothing to do with any of this.
You were stupid for saying anything to her.
Who are you? Okay, I'm doing what we've all done, just helping a friend.
She's a liability, just like Sai, okay? Listen, get her out of the scheme and tell her to keep her mouth shut.
All she knows is that I paid some money. She met the guy taking her SAT today. It's cool.
It's not. She's telling people about it like her stupid boyfriend. They're not like us, Katie.
Wait, did you do something to Nathan?
No. Why, what happened to him?
Oh, God.
Look, this is so out of control.
It's bad. Like, really bad.
They think Annie did black, and they definitely thought Sai did, and who knows about this Nathan guy? See how they work now? We're next.
Katie's eyes bulge.
We're so screwed.
Annie pours microwave popcorn into a bowl. Someone spies on her through her window. They knock as Annie passes.
Let me in.
It's Katie.
What the hell?
I was just checking up on you.
We could have called.
They sit at the dining table.
I need to tell you something. And it's lousy news, Annie. That guy you met, Sai, he's dead. The police found his body.
What?
Yeah. It's brutal. But it's got nothing to do with us. Understand?
Does it have anything to do with Nathan?
I doubt it. Just don't freak out and think it does.
What have it let you get me into? That's my mom.
Jennifer arrives home and gets out of her car. She opens her back car door. Her head is shoved into the car's roof. A masked man whispers in her ear.
You better keep your mouth shut.
Mom!
The offender races away. Annie darts towards her mom. They wrap their arms around each other. Katie makes a call. Later, Jennifer sits at her dining table with an investigator. Annie and Katie stand beside her.
He grabbed me from behind, and I was face down before I knew it.
Did he say anything?
Yeah. You better keep your mouth shut.
Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Did you see his face?
No.
How about you, Katie?
I didn't really see anything.
Okay. We'll have a car in the neighborhood, okay? A few times tonight.
Yeah.
If you need anything, please call.
Thank you.
She hands her her card.
You're welcome. I'll see myself out.
Katie steps away and takes out her phone.
Mom, I'm scared.
Oh, it's okay. They're gonna look out for us now.
What did he want?
I don't know.
We should let Dad know. Dev, what's going on? Were you just here?
Good morning. How did you sleep?
Okay, once I fell asleep.
Yeah, me too.
I saw the police drive by. We're gonna be okay. Do you want me to give you a lift to school?
Sure, that sounds nice. I've got a study group thing after school today, anyway.
What class?
Just SAT again. I can get Katie to drive me home.
Did you register for the next one? Sorry, I don't mean to be a bug.
It's okay. I did. I told you I'd handle it. You need to trust me on this.
I do trust you.
Annie purses her lips and frowns. Later, Annie and Katie video chat on their laptops.
Have you heard anything? No. Just trust me, that's all that matters.
You got me into this, and that psych I turned up dead, and now Nathan is missing.
It's probably unrelated.
I'm sorry it's freaking you out. I really am.
I just want to know what happened to Nathan, and yeah, Katie, I'm really starting to freak out. I just...
What?
I'm done. We gotta call somebody and tell them to not involve me. Cancel the whole thing.
No, we can't. You just need to be quiet and not do anything rash.
You lied to me. You told me that this was gonna be easy and that everyone was doing it.
Listen, I wanted to help you. And half the things I'm finding out now, I never knew about either. And I'm sorry, I really am. We just need to be careful, and everything will work out.
Careful about what?
Annie slams her laptop shut.
Nothing. The study group isn't what we thought it would be.
What's Katie involved in?
Can you stop listening to my private conversations?
I got you something today. Don't get too excited. I logged into your College Board account and I noticed that you hadn't registered for the next SAT yet, so I did it for you. And, isn't the card cute? It was supposed to be a bit funny.
It isn't. You have to stop butting in. I told you I would do this.
Well, then why didn't you register for it, Annie?
Stop pestering me.
Annie, please, this is important.
Mom, you need to back off and let me live my own life.
Jennifer's eyes widen. Later, Jennifer sits up in bed and searches for college admissions illegal on her laptop. She shakes her head and reads a list of consequences to college admission bribery. She raises her brow to Annie.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I know you're under a lot of pressure, but please don't snap at me like that. You want to talk about what's bugging you?
Annie sits on her mom's bed.
I don't think I can. But I'm fine. I mean, I'm not doing anything.
But someone is. You mentioned to me that Katie's involved in something to do with college admissions. Has she talked to her mom about it?
I don't know.
You're a good kid. You don't need to do anything illegal to get into college. You'll get in on your own smarts.
The sun rises over Portland. The investigator rings their doorbell. Jennifer answers.
Good morning.
Hi, Detective Borden.
Is Annie home?
She is. Come on.
I'm wondering if you know Nathan Aldridge.
Yeah. Yeah, he goes to my school.
What's going on?
He was reported missing, and we know from phone records you were trying to contact him.
Did something happen to him?
We don't know. I understand he was at a party the last night he was seen.
Yeah, I went with my friend Katie.
So you saw Nathan that night?
We met up there.
Was Nathan involved in a fight? We have a witness at the party who says he was arguing with a Dev Anderson. Know anything about that? Do you know Dev Anderson?
No, I don't.
Was Nathan involved in any drugs that you know of?
No. No, he's a really good guy. Do you think something happened to him?
Well, we don't know if it was foul play. But it's unlikely that he would run away. He had a lot going for him.
He does.
I appreciate your time. If he contacts you, let me know.
Thank you, Detective.
Thank you.
Jennifer sees the detective out.
I'm so sorry, sweetie. I'm sure they'll find him.
Lisa walks a sidewalk on her phone.
No. It was very silly. No, and I heard about it, too.
Well, don't you look fabulous?
A man stops her.
Let me call you back.
What are the odds of us meeting like this?
What are the odds?
I think there's some things we should talk about.
Okay.
We have an arrangement, and I fully expect you to uphold your part of the deal.
What arrangement?
Annie Kerr, we haven't received the rest of the payment yet. I look forward to collecting my money.
Lisa narrows her eyes as he walks away. She heaves a sigh. Katie sits on her sofa, reading a magazine.
What have you been up to?
What? Nothing, I'm just hanging out.
Katie, what have you done?
Kate, where is this coming from?
I just ran into somebody today who seems to think I owe him a lot of money. So I checked my card. There's a $50,000 charge on it.
Just do a balance transfer, whatever. It's not like you can't afford it.
Don't tell me what I can and can't afford.
It was for Annie. Okay, we'd always planned on going to college together, and it didn't look great for her, so I thought we could help.
Katie!
I know. I'm sorry, Mom. I just... I thought it was such a great idea. If we don't help, she won't get in, and then she and me won't be able to go to college together.
Annie's not my responsibility.
Yeah, but you paid for me to get in.
You're my daughter. What I did for you was a one-time deal. You had no right to involve Annie in this. You have no idea what you've done.
Morning. Annie stands at her locker. She texts Katie. Hey, Kay, what's up? You here? Miss Kent approaches Annie.
Morning.
How's it going?
Hey, good. You haven't seen Katie anywhere, have you?
No, I haven't. Hey, I got your new SAT scores in. Congrats! I knew you could do it. But you're getting excited about next year?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, you'll have a great time at college. And you thank me in your Oscar acceptance speech.
Miss Kent steps away. Annie frowns and shakes. She makes a call.
Katie, can you please call me? Text me, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Katie texts, "Come meet me, theater." Annie darts off. Katie walks the dimly lit theater's aisle. She steps onto the stage and paces while sending a text on her phone. Riley sneaks up and startles her.
So jumpy.
What do you want?
From you? So much. Well, let's start with the easy stuff. Did your friend say anything to the cops?
Of course not. She wouldn't, I trust her.
So you trust her to come up with the money?
What do you mean?
Don't play stupid with me. You know damn well how this works. Someone's got to pay up for her. Mommy's card isn't working. Seems she had no idea what you're up to.
I don't have the money.
Well, that's too bad. Because we want the money now.
I'll figure something out.
Not good enough. And for what she's getting, and the risk I'm now taking by helping someone we haven't vetted, the price has gone up.
No, you can't do that.
Choice. It's now 300,000 payable to our little charity. I wonder how this is gonna go over with Mommy.
Screw you.
Insult me all you want. It doesn't make this go away.
I just need some more time.
Time has run out.
He backs her towards the stage's edge.
But maybe you and I can come to another agreement.
He hovers his hand over her chest. She slaps him. His face tenses and he shoves her off the stage.
Katie?
His eyes bulge and he turns and steps behind the wings. Annie races down the aisle to Katie.
Katie! 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 Oh my God! Katie! Help! Somebody help me! Katie! Katie!
Annie holds Katie's head, who lies motionless. At the hospital, Katie lies on a bed with a bandage around her head. Lisa sits next to her with her hand on her forehead. A nurse takes notes on a clipboard and exits. Annie steps into the room. Annie stands at Katie's bedside.
Thank you so much for being there for her. I'm just so happy that you found her. She could have been there all night.
How's she doing?
I don't know. There's just so many tests. You can talk to her. She'll hear you. She knows how much you love her. I think it would help.
Annie takes Katie's hand.
Katie, you're gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. She is gonna be okay, right?
Lisa struggles to speak, hangs her head, and weeps. Jennifer serves Annie a hot drink at their dining table.
How is she?
Oh, she's... I don't know. Her mom says that the doctors are just taking it day by day.
It's just so awful what happened. Sweetie, if you want to stay home, I'm sure your teachers will be fine with it.
No, I want to go to school. I should be there.
Yeah, well, it's good to keep busy. Would you like to borrow my car? Do you want me to drive you?
No, I want to walk.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah, I'm going to go see Katie after school anyway.
The sun rises behind Annie as she strolls a suburban neighborhood. A black SUV turns onto the street she walks along and slowly follows her. She turns towards it and snaps photos as they turn off the street. Aerial view of the school. Annie stands at her locker. Miss Kent approaches her.
I'm sorry to hear about Katie.
I didn't know what to do.
It's okay. You were there. Were you involved in what Katie did? When I heard that Katie did well on the SAT and got into Pine State, I put two and two together.
I didn't want to get involved.
Be careful, Annie.
Miss Kent steps away. Annie turns and watches her go down the hall. Annie sits with Katie, who has a bruise on her cheek.
I need you to wake up, Katie. I need you to be here with me. You keep saying that we're best friends, and we are. Best friends forever. Your hair is a mess. You would be so upset. Has there been any progress?
Lisa shakes her head. Marshall enters the room and closes the door. He glares at Lisa.
What are you doing here?
I just wanted to check in. I heard what happened. Such a shock.
I should go.
No. Stay. You're Annie, right? I've heard a lot about you. Well, you know a lot about her, too. She's the one your sweet daughter's paying us to help. You owe us $300,000.
I didn't know about any of this. You can't make me pay for something I didn't agree to.
I've paid people to do a job, and now I need to be paid.
How dare you? How dare you do this to us?
I want my money. You have 24 hours. I do hope your daughter recovers.
He opens the door and leaves. Lisa peers out the door and returns. She holds her head.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
No, she did it for me.
I'll pay him.
No. No, you can't. This is wrong.
We don't have any other options.
Annie hangs her head and looks at Katie. Annie's mom sits in bed and searches a legal charity database for Educating Youth Foundation. There are no matches for her search. She shakes her head.
Some charity. This is a front.
She rubs her temples. Miss Kent approaches her car in the school parking lot.
Excuse me, Miss Kent?
Hi, I'm Annie Kerr's mom.
Oh, I love Annie. It's nice to meet you.
I'm worried Annie's in trouble. May have gotten involved in something she shouldn't have. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Annie's alluded to some sort of a college scam, some deal to get into college. I think her friend might be involved, too.
It should never have spread to Annie. Look, I wish I could have stopped them both.
So you do know? Okay, this has gone too far. There's a man named Riley. I've looked into him, but I can't find any more information. Do you know who he is or who he works for? Please, this is my daughter.
You would do the same thing if it was yours.
You need to be very careful, okay? If Annie's involved with him, they could be watching right now.
I've heard that other students, kids of rich, famous parents are involved, okay? I would just do nothing right now. Hope it all blows over.
No one can stop me from doing everything I can for my daughter.
Miss Kent looks away and purses her lips.
Marshall Calidus. I've heard rumors that he runs some charity. It's called the Educating Youth Foundation. It's a total scam, but could be at the heart of everything. Just please don't mention my name, okay? If he finds out I told you, I'm as good as dead.
Miss Kent steps away. Jennifer shakes her head and her jaw drops. She walks to her car. She opens her door and Riley grabs the door and traps her. He glares.
Get away from me!
What are you doing nosing around?
I'm calling the police.
I would be very careful if I were you. Be sad if your daughter met the same fate as her friend.
He smirks and walks away. Jennifer gets into her car and holds her forehead.
He threatened me. He told me to be careful. His voice sounded the same as the man who attacked me the other night.
Why would someone be attacking you?
I think Annie's involved in some sort of scheme to get into college, or her friend Katie forced her into it.
What do you mean?
Annie's been secretive lately, Grant, but she basically told me her friend Katie did it, cheated the system, and faked her SAT scores.
Probably by bribing someone. I've heard of celebrity families doing this sort of thing. It's unreal that they think it could be okay.
This could mean real prison time for everyone involved, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, at a minimum, they'd be looking at racketeering, money laundering, conspiracy to defraud.
High school counselor seemed genuinely terrified. She mentioned a man named Marshall Calidus. He runs a charity called Educating Youth, which I'm guessing is a front for whatever this con is. Does his name or the charity's name ring any bells?
I'm gonna look into this.
What do you know about this, Grant?
Just let me take care of this.
Morning. Katie walks through a suburban neighborhood with a troubled look on her face. The black SUV drives slowly behind her. She reaches her driveway and runs to the door. She steps inside and slams it shut. Jennifer confronts her.
I want you to tell me everything that's going on.
Marshall stands in his office. Grant enters and slams the door behind him.
Huh. Always good to see our attorney. Have you been lying to me all along?
Calm down.
Did you involve my daughter in your illegal scheme?
You can't be that naive. She came in willingly. With the assistance of her best friend. Such lovely young girls.
I'm no longer your attorney.
Come on now, we're your biggest client. Got a lot of work coming up for you.
I'm done with you. You stay away from my daughter. Don't you dare go near her, and don't you dare involve her in this mess.
I'm afraid it's not that simple. We have a deal. I'd suggest you do what you're told to keep your daughter safe and sound.
Annie and Jennifer sit on their sofa facing each other.
I'm sorry. I just can't believe this. Mom, you have to believe me. I didn't want to get involved. Katie set the whole thing up. She told me she would pay the money and that everything would be easy.
But she never paid it.
No. I guess she thought her mom's card would be charged and no one would notice. I don't know. But ever since then, it's just been horrible. Do you think this might have something to do with what happened to Nathan?
I don't know. I was with Nathan that night. I was. But he left just ahead of me. And I haven't heard from him since.
And you never saw him get into a fight?
No.
Annie, now is the time to be really honest with me.
Do you remember that guy Riley I told you about?
Yes, the consultant.
I think he might have been involved with the death of Katie's friend, Sai.
Annie.
Katie and I were out the other night. We saw something, and I don't know what, but the next thing I know, this guy just turns up dead.
Why didn't you come to me? We could have gone to the police.
I couldn't. Well, either I go to jail for getting involved with this scam, or they kill me for talking about it. Mom, what was I supposed to do? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I can fix this.
This has gone far enough.
Evening. A small blue car idling in a vacant parking lot surrounded by trees. Miss Kent sits behind the wheel with a stream of blood flowing from her left temple. Morning. Lisa opens her front door for Jennifer.
I really want to rip your head off right now. I know Katie's been hurt, and I'm sorry for that, but you need to go to the police about this college scam. Don't play dumb. It's time to come clean.
Lisa bites her lip, nods and gestures for Jennifer to enter. They stand in the living room.
How did you hear about it?
Friends? In the film business. There's doctors, lawyers. This is huge. There is a lot of people and millions of dollars at play here.
You knowingly broke the law.
I know. And I'll fix it. I only want what's best for both Katie and Annie.
If you really want what's best for them, you'll stop trying to fix things yourself and you'll let the police do their job.
Jennifer, that might put Annie in more danger.
Stop trying to protect yourself. You know that the police will eventually figure this out and you'll be going to prison.
Lisa looks to the ceiling and shakes her head.
You want to know what this is all about? Come with me. You need to meet someone.
Lisa and Jennifer burst into Marshall's office.
This is over. I want my money back. All of it. The $50,000 my daughter paid for her friend, too.
I'll call you back. This isn't Saks Fifth Avenue. You can't just return something you're not satisfied with. No need for the introductions. I know who you are, Miss Kerr. Someone's gonna have to pony up the money for the extra help.
No, no one's paying you a thing. And we could easily go to the police or a reporter, and then your face and name would be all over the news and you'd be finished. So, this is what's happening. We're done. We're out. Do you understand?
I don't think you want to see what I'm really capable of. Don't you dare point your finger at me again.
Hey, don't threaten us.
You've taken advantage of people with money. You've bribed, lied, cheated everyone, every step of the way.
All of my clients agreed with what we offered. There were no surprises. Do you really think either of you would get out of this without facing jail time? You're just as guilty. I go down, you go down. And you, just another washed up actress. Probably make you feel good to see your name in the headlines again. For all the wrong reasons.
I don't care.
Let's go.
The women leave. Marshall glares and makes a call.
We need to shut this down. It's gone too far. Killing the boy wasn't smart. Shut it down now. I want our money out and safe. Now, Lori will help, but we need to guarantee he doesn't talk. Keep him focused. Something will stop at nothing to protect, understand?
Katie, we want you to know how much I love you.
Annie squeezes Katie's hand in her hospital room.
And that we're still gonna do everything we planned.
Katie's head moves and her eyes flutter. She looks up at Annie and smiles.
That's kind of sappy. Shh. You're awake. I just fake it so I can hear people say nice things about me.
That's not fun. How are you feeling?
Need your headache.
I'm so glad you're awake.
Involved in this mess.
Can you look at you?
No. It was really stupid what I did.
I know why you did it. You just wanted to make her dream come true. We can still get out of this.
No, Annie. I don't think that we can. We're part of what they're doing. And Dev said we can't back out. He warned me about it. And I don't think they'll like it if we back out. They're gonna do anything they can to protect themselves.
That Riley guy, he seemed...
He isn't who he seems. And he's not gonna want to go to prison for what he's been doing. Be careful, Annie. Careful.
Annie nods solemnly. A tear trickles down Katie's face. Annie walks along a dark street. A pair of headlights turn on behind her. The black SUV slowly drives towards her. She looks over her shoulder, turns a corner, and takes out her phone.
Call Mom!
Mom, come on, pick up.
Annie?
Mom? There's a car following me.
Annie, what's happening?
It's the same black car I saw before.
Where are you? Annie, where are you?
Annie ducks behind the pillar as the SUV passes.
Annie?
Mom? I can't see who it is. I just turned on to Oliver. What do I do?
Is there anyone around you who can ask for help?
No.
Annie
stands and runs. She races across the street. She runs through a parking lot and ducks behind a car. The SUV speeds towards her. Jennifer drives in front of them, blocking their path. She gets out of her car and chases the SUV as it speeds off.
Who are you? Leave her alone!
She hugs Annie.
Are you okay?
Later, Jennifer hands Annie a mug of tea. They sit on their sofa.
Okay.
Jennifer steps away. A text from Nathan reads, "Hey." She responds, "OMG, are you okay?" He texts, "Yeah, all good. I need your help with something. Can you meet me?" Sneaks outside. She gets into her mom's car and starts it. Annie parks behind a warehouse in the industrial zone of the city. She stands at a loading bay. She takes out her phone and enters the building. Jennifer descends her staircase.
Annie?
She looks all around and enters the kitchen.
Annie?
answers his phone.
Grant, Annie disappeared.
What? Did she say where she might be going?
No, I'll keep trying her.
Grant glares. Annie walks slowly along a dark hallway. Wooden pallets are leaned against the wall. Jennifer makes a call.
Hold on, Annie, pick up.
Annie looks at her phone and someone sneaks up behind her and covers her mouth. Riley puts her in a chokehold and drags her down the hall. Jennifer hangs up her phone and turns her head.
Hello? Annie.
She opens a closet and takes out a baseball bat. Dev cowers next to the window.
Get out of my house!
Please, I'm Dev. I'm a friend of Annie and Katie's.
What are you doing here?
I need to find Annie. She might be in trouble. The people that we were dealing with, I've let things go on for too long, and I'm terrified that they're going to try and kill me. Us. Look, we could all be in big trouble here.
Why do they want to hurt Annie?
They think that she's been telling people about what they're doing, and they're blaming her for ruining it all, but it wasn't her. And now my buddy Sai is dead.
And her friend Nathan is missing.
Yeah. People think I had something to do with Nathan, but I would never. Look, what we did to get into college was wrong. But I don't want to die.
Annie's not answering her phone. I can't find her. Her text messages would show up on her laptop, right?
Dev nods. Annie sits next to a stainless steel counter.
Just let me go.
Shut up.
Riley stands across the room.
I never meant to get involved. I'll keep it quiet, I promise. I want to go home.
He points a gun.
Too late for that.
Jennifer and Dev read Annie's messages. Nathan texts. The warehouse off Burdett.
She was texting with Nathan.
So he's alive. Where is he?
I don't know. Why would she go to a warehouse on Burdett?
I know the place. One of the guys from the scammers out of there.
Did you drive?
What?
Your keys, I need them.
Yeah.
I want you to call the police. Ask for a Detective Gordon. You tell her where I'm going.
Riley picks up a roll of duct tape and peels off a strip. He tapes Annie's hands together.
I didn't say anything, please. You know I didn't.
This is out of my hands. So much I could have done for you. College of your dreams. Guaranteed.
He smiles, then sits next to her. He runs his hand through her hair.
Maybe Daddy can save you.
He looks towards a webcam with a red light. Grant bursts into Marshall's office.
Where's Annie?
I was expecting you about now.
I asked you, where is she?
And to think that I had no idea she was at first. Talk about convenient.
What have you done with my daughter?
Let me make this really simple for you. We have kept your daughter alive because we need your help. Simple as that. If you want your daughter to remain safe, you will cooperate.
Leave her out of this.
Afraid it doesn't work like that. You see, you are stuck between a rock and, well, me.
I'm going to the cops.
You may want to see this first.
He points a remote to the TV and shows the live feed of Annie and Riley.
Where is she?
Seems like you and I have a bit of a common interest now, don't we?
You let her go!
Marshall points a gun.
Kind of funny. isn't it? They wanted me to get your daughter in on the deal. Now I'm using your daughter to keep you working for us. Let me be clear. We will kill your daughter if you do not do what we need you to do. As our lawyer, you will make sure none of this is traceable back to me. You will make sure the funds, all of them, are clearing the accounts. When that is done, and only then, will I release your daughter. So no heroics, Dad. Interesting. Says a lot about a father would leave his daughter tied up somewhere.
He turns and paces.
If you harm her, I will kill you.
Annie pleads to the camera.
Help! Help! Help me!
If only it were that easy. There's someone you should meet.
Riley steps away. Jennifer parks next to her car. She bounds onto the loading bay and opens the door, entering the warehouse. She carries the baseball bat, ready to strike. She sneaks along the hallway. Riley leads Nathan towards Annie.
Nathan! Nathan!
Riley pushes him next to Annie. He has a split lip.
We needed him. And his phone. That way, you do what you're told.
I'm sorry.
Problem is, now, you both know too much.
Riley takes out his gun and points it at Nathan.
So nice you could be together.
Nathan sputters and shakes. Riley tucks his gun into his back waistband and steps out the door. He closes it behind him.
Nathan.
Riley walks down the hall. Jennifer hides around a corner and watches Riley pass. She races to the room he exited.
Mom!
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you out of here. I'm here now.
Jennifer unties her.
Nathan!
Come on, let's go. Come on.
What's going on?
Annie, run! Run!
Annie and Nathan race away. Riley steps up to Jennifer and she hits him with the bat. He falls to the ground. Annie turns.
Don't you move!
Riley stands pointing his gun.
I told you to be careful.
No!
Riley grabs Jennifer and shoves her towards the wall. He raises his gun to her. As he grips the trigger, Annie smacks his head with a 2x4. Jennifer lunges for the gun.
Annie, get out!
Mom!
Jennifer points the gun at Riley as he rises.
Do not move.
What are you gonna do? Shoot me.
Riley smirks and steps towards her. Jennifer and Annie race down the hallway.
Annie!
Nathan leans against a wall.
Nathan, come on, gotta go.
Go, guys,
come on.
Annie puts an arm around him and helps him along.
He's inside. There's a gun in the hallway.
They exit the doors to the loading bay, where officers wait. The investigator wields her gun and enters. Text on screen. 1 year later. Aerial view of a college in autumn. Annie and Jennifer walk arm in arm towards the front doors of the college.
Nervous?
Yeah.
You did it, though.
I did. And all by myself.
Your senior year was not easy.
No kidding.
Well, your father and I are very proud to have such a fearless daughter.
I'll call him later. Let him know how today went.
I heard the DA is going easy on him for cooperating. He turned over his files and convinced the DA you had no idea what Katie was up to.
I saw Katie. She loves her college. She's doing great.
Says it's tough, though. Her mom will still likely go to jail, even though she pled guilty.
Well, they did the right thing.
I'm proud of you, Mom. You had the courage to stand up to them, and now college is fair for everyone, for people who actually earn their spot.
Nathan sidles up to Annie.
Like me.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, well, I can see I'm not needed here anymore.
You, keep an eye on her.
Are you kidding? I'm keeping an eye on him.
True. Have a great first day.
Thanks, Mama.
Jennifer hugs Annie.
Go.
Nathan takes Annie's hand, and they walk towards the college. Jennifer smiles and walks away. Fade to black. The end. The descriptive video for Admitted or Dead was a production by Serafino Sound Studio. Script and voiceover by Cameron Catalano. Admitted or Dead was a presentation by Real One Entertainment, starring Karis Cameron, Stephanie Von Fetten, Rochelle Gillies, Joel Simande, and Ona Grauer. Casting by Anne Forey, CSA. Music by Michael Nielsen. Editor, Evgeny Salman. Production designer, Jamie Charay. Director of photography, Maximilian Bray. Executive producers, Tom Barry and Gilles Laplante. Executive producers, Brianne Hartley, Sebastian Batro, and Dave Hickey. Executive producers, Danny J. Boyle and Temple Williams. Produced by Richard Greenall. Written by Brian D. Young. Directed by Ken Friss.